This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. Kim Walker here, Shop Marketing Pros, recording podcast number 94 solo today. I am your podcast guest, Brian. I'm giving him a little break today, y'all. He's been working hard. Today, we are going to talk about the top 10 Canva tips from the pros. But before we do that, let me give a shout out to our friends over at RepairPal. Thank you for sponsoring the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. We hope that you will click over to repairpal.com/shops to learn more about what RepairPal can do for your shop. So with all that being said, I mentioned we're going to do some top 10 Canva tips. And some of you might be wondering, Kim, what is Canva? And if you know, you know. But I want to make sure that those of you who don't know definitely know what it is, because if you own an automotive repair shop and you're doing pretty much anything with your marketing, you really want to be using Canva. It's an incredible tool. I should have looked at this before. I know we pay for it. I want to say that there's a limited like free trial, free use, but if you're paying for it, it's super cheap. I'm talking about, I don't know, $15, $20 a month. I hope I'm right about that. I should have checked that first, but we're an agency, so we're paying like the Mac Daddy plan and use it a lot. We are in Canva every single day, and I know lots of shop owners that are using this. And so I want to give you some tips to be sure that if you are using it, you're using it fully and keeping some of these things in mind. I'm actually doing this without sharing my screen like I'm teaching a class. But speaking of teaching a class, my friend Caroline Legrand, one of the pros here at Shop Marketing Pros, she is going to be teaching a Canva class. So depending on when this podcast comes out, you can either watch it live or you can go into the Facebook group and it's all that video will always be there. We do not set it to expire or delete or anything like that. So you'll want to go on April 2nd, 2024 at 12 p.m. Central Time in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind Facebook group. Caroline will be teaching Canva 101. So if you're listening to this podcast after that date, then go into our group and you'll be able to find, if you just do a search for Canva, you'll certainly find the class. So Canva, I never really told you what it is, but if you're watching or listening to this podcast, you've heard of it and are probably like, well, let me check this out. So Canva is a phenomenal tool. They also have a great app for your smartphone, but it's a wonderful tool where you can go in and create really great looking graphics. But whether it's graphics for your social media, you can create all sorts of things in there, from business cards to flyers and brochures to banners and all sorts of great things. There's I don't even know how many, but an endless amount of templates that you can pick and customize and, you know, update with your own branding and colors and fonts and put your logo on it, put your own pictures in there. And so it's a wonderful tool to help you look better. So instead of just taking a photo and throwing it up on social media, instead you can crop it and you can put it in a template, put your logo on it and just do some really great, awesome, cool, fun stuff. So I got with my messaging team. There's six people in this chat message. And I said, hey, I am going to record a podcast and I want to know what are the tips from the pros. So these tips come from my team who are in Canva and use this tool every single day. Anyone can use it. As I've already mentioned, you would use this to just have a professional look, maintain your brand, have some consistent, great looking graphics and images, and you can find it at Canva, canva.com. So my first tip for you, you have heard this in a variety of places relating to many different things, but it's just to keep it simple, y'all. Less is more. I run across designs every single day, whether it is a billboard or whether it is a social media post, whatever. And there's too much stuff there. Too much. Too many words, too busy, lots of things going on. It's distracting. It's not appealing. So we want you to just keep it simple, right? That is tip number one. Do not feel the need to put everything in the graphic. Don't forget that if you're creating a social media graphic, you're going to be able to put more information in your actual post. I want you to look at your social media feed, go through Facebook and Instagram and look at what graphics out there look good to you. What's appealing? Stop and observe it and say, you know, how much is going on here? Are there multiple different fonts? Is there too many colors? Is it wild and crazy? Is it hard to read? Is it too small or too big? You're going to probably end up feeling the same way that we do, which is to keep it simple and remember that less is more. Don't forget that you're going to be able to put stuff in your post as well. Tip number two, be consistent. Maintain your branding. So many people think of branding as just your logo, but branding is so much more than just your logo. It's the colors that you use on a consistent basis. It's the same fonts. It is your logo. It's your tone. It's the voice. Are you wanting to come off as quirky and fun? Are you trying to be super put together and professional? Are you trying to be very serious? Find what is your shop's branding, your culture, and bring that out in your graphics. So be consistent. Make sure that you are sticking to your company colors. I often see shops where I'm like, wait, who are you? I don't know. Is this a different shop? But then I see that it's the same name, but all of their graphics look and feel very different, wildly different colors. It's distracting and confusing. So you want your customers to experience and feel the same brand. Okay. And you can do that without being boring by having some variety, but still maintaining that same company branding. Number three. Oh my gosh. You've heard Brian and I talk about this so many times, so many times. Use your own photos, please. When you get into Canva, there is going to be a photo library, a very large, extensive stock photography library that you get to choose from. Be very careful with that. You're going to have the urge to want to just pull from what's there in that library, but it's not your shop. It doesn't look like your shop. It doesn't feel like your shop. The technicians in the pictures are probably not looking anything like your technicians. They're wearing things that are not worn in the United States. It just looks and feels very stock-ish. You have a camera in your hand, probably. It's right there in your phone. Go out into the shop and take a picture. Upload it into Canva and use your own photos. There's no reason not to. Convince me why you would not do that. You can't. You can't. Use your own photos, please. Okay. Tip number four. In Canva, there's something called a brand kit. And it's so great to be able to go in, and that should be one of the very first things you do. So many people jump into Canva and they immediately try to go and create their first graphic that they need to use today for social media. First things first, friends, go in and create your profile. Go in and make sure the settings are the way that you want them and put all the things together, but be sure that you utilize the feature called the brand kit. That is a place in Canva where you can go and upload your logo and it will be there forever. You don't have to every single time you're creating a graphic have to go dig for your logo. It's going to live there. You're also going to take the time to use a color picker. If you need help, let us know, reach out, but to use a tool called a color picker. When someone created your logo, they should have given you a branding style guide that typically comes with logo creation and that sort of thing. You're going to have a style guide for your brand, and they're going to have told you something called the hex value for your colors. Like Shop Marketing Pros, we are a very strong blue and green. I know the exact blue and the exact green. You don't want to just go look at a color palette and just pick a blue or pick a green. I want to make sure that it's the exact blue and exact green. So it's called the hex value. When you have that, if you don't have it, then you're going to use a tool called a color picker, and you can go to your website and hover over that color on your brand, and it's going to tell you what the hex value is. So in Canva, you're going to go, and it's usually like a pound sign with six numbers or numbers and letters. And in Canva, you're going to go and enter that, and it's going to be in your brand kit. So your logo, your colors. Also, hopefully, when you had your brand created, they told you these are the best fonts to use for consistent branding. So we have a couple of fonts. We have a scripty sort of font that we use, and then a more block type font that we use. So we have that selected in our Canva brand kit. So going forward, when you are creating a graphic, you're just going to click on your brand kit and you've already got that there. All these things that you do up front in the beginning are going to create an incredibly efficient process for you when you are creating graphics in your Canva account.
I love talking about sponsors of the podcast who have already worked with and who I've used before. So today, I'm super excited to talk to you about RepairPal, which, if you didn't know, will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair, and through the recommendation of their partners like USAA, CarMax, and Consumer Reports. Our shop was in RepairPal's certified network, and it was great for getting new customers who were looking for more than just oil changes. The average RepairPal customer spends over $600 on their first visit. I loved it, especially because we all know that consumers still mistrust repair shops. But the millions of customers that visit RepairPal.com monthly, they trust RepairPal certified shops for their high quality and great service. And there's no fear about being overcharged, so we were able to just focus on the repair. I highly recommend you check them out. It's the way to grow your business. Go to RepairPal.com/shops, get 1 month of service free, and save $150 off certification.
All right, so stay with me. Tip number five, we're halfway there, is organization. Stay organized. From the very beginning, think with the end in mind. Think about the folders that you can create in your Canva account. So if I'm a repair shop owner, I'm going to have a folder called facility photos. I'm going to have a folder called team photos. I'm going to have a folder called maybe you are a Euro shop. So I'm going to have a folder for BMW, a folder for Mercedes-Benz, so on and so forth. Maybe you create a folder for events if you're hosting events at your shop, or create a folder called tools, create a photo called wild crazy repairs. Do you see where I'm going? Like, go ahead and create folders ahead of time so that as you start adding pictures, videos, you start creating graphics, you can save all these things in the proper folder. So later on, when you're looking for something, you can easily and quickly get to it. We know you're busy, so being efficient and having processes in place is going to make life so much easier. So start in the beginning, thinking with the end in mind, you know, when you're going to be using this, how you're going to be using it. So you want to be super organized. And I love these tips from our team, Caroline, Wendy, Gabby, Iana, Marjorie, Diane. They came up with all of these tips and I love them. All right, tip number six. If I remember correctly, I think this came from my friend Wendy. When you are creating, so depending, like we like to try to sit down and we do 1 month at a time. That may blow your mind. But once you get into the groove of things and you start doing this more often, it's going to be easier. So you sit down and start creating your designs and try saving them in calendar order. So for me, when I was doing this every day, I would sit down and create 4 Mondays worth of posts because there's 4 weeks a month usually. 4 Tuesdays, 4 Wednesdays, 4 Thursdays, 4 Fridays, whatever it might be, whichever days of the week you're going to be creating posts and graphics for. I did them in calendar order. And then because you may be moving these things around, there's a way to lock your design so that as you're moving it around, it's not coming apart and the words going over here and the images, like lock the design so it stays in one piece. Using that grid view allows you to get a bird's eye view also of all of your graphics in one place so that you can just kind of look at them all together and say, how does this look? Sometimes when you're posting, let's say to Instagram, you don't realize if someone comes to your Instagram profile and they're going to see those 9 images that are in that grid and all 9 of your most recent posts look almost identical, that's not appealing. You want it to have a really good, pleasing view to the eye. You want to have good, consistent branding. So when you lay those out in a calendar, a grid view, it's going to help you to see kind of that 10,000 foot view of what your graphics are going to look like. Tip number 7, Canva makes it so easy. Like I used to be a super creative person when I was a teacher, a school counselor, and I was with the little kids and they inspired me. And here I am in the business world and I get stuck in documents and words, and I sometimes find it really hard. So Canva gives you lots of ideas to help just kind of trigger your creativity. And so there are features in there to allow you to add moving elements where words are getting bigger or moving, or there might be, I don't know, this is a dumb example, but a bird, or, you know, things that you can include moving elements or animations to help create an eye-catching graphic. Again, if you think about when you're scrolling social media and you just keep swiping, something causes you, I always say, to slow your scroll. What was it? Was it a graphic that was moving and you were like, whoa, what was that? That's what we're talking about. And these elements are built into Canva and make it super easy for you to just click it, drag it, and drop it right onto your graphic and make it look really great. All right. Tip number 7, templates. While we are big fans of you having custom content that belongs only to you, no one else is going to have that. There are times when having a template, like for a birthday or an anniversary or a celebration or a hiring graphic, is going to be really quick and helpful to you. So there's tons of templates. We're not opposed to you using templates, but you want to customize them and make them your own. Be sure to incorporate your branding, change the colors, add your logo, again, using those fonts. So creating templates, and I would say create a couple of different ones, because if you use the same exact birthday graphic template for every single one of your team members, they begin to kind of run together and they're just going to look the same. So create a few different ones so that you can rotate them in and out. It really helps to save time when it's time for you to sit down and create some of these if you already have them kind of in your bank over there in Canva. So using templates is a great tool. And then tip number 9, again, AI is everywhere. And so Canva has created an AI tool called Magic Media. And you just have to go in there and play around with it. It really gives some great options and inspiration to add a whole new dose of fun to your photos and videos. And these are the things that, again, help to slow people's scroll. And you want your post to be something fun and engaging. And so look into Canva's AI. It's called Magic Media, to incorporate that into your creation of graphics and all of the things you're going to be doing with pictures and videos in Canva. All right. Moving on to tip number 10 already, that is super fast, is one of my favorite things, the mood board, or some people call it an inspiration board. So a mood board, again, one of the things that you would create kind of upfront in the beginning, and you're able to go back and reference it. You might have a couple of these actually, but it's a collection of images, textures, typography, you know, the different ways that words are created with different types of fonts, color palettes, and description words. So when we are working with a client, we like to find out their voice, their tone, like their company culture. Because if it's a very super serious, polished, professional shop, that and that's the persona they want to portray, then we don't want to be using jokes and super lighthearted, fun, goofy kind of stuff. We have clients who like one and we have clients who like the other. So it's super important when you are wanting to put your brand out there and remain consistent, then you need to keep that mood, if you will, in mind when you're creating these graphics. I'm going to include in the show notes a link to a section of Canva where they're digging more into the mood board, giving you some ideas to help you so that when you need an idea, this will give you inspiration. That's exactly the intent of a mood board. With that said, I do want to let you know that Canva has a wonderful design school, and we send all of our team through that. It's kind of a mandatory. And so we want you to go and check that out. There's so many different courses and they're not super long. You can do one at a time. Just take your time, learn one thing, put it into practice, learn another thing, put it into practice. It's not anything that you have to rush through, but we would rather you take one class, learn, and really make that part of your system of how you're creating graphics and how you're doing things, please go and take the Canva Design School. And also don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, on April 2nd this year, 2024, Caroline is going to go live in our Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind Facebook group at 12 p.m. Central Time. And she is going to have Canva open. She's going to share her screen and she's going to live go through and show you all the stuff that I'm talking about. She's going to show you where to find things, how to create things. This is a Canva 101. I would say, even if you think you are a Canva professional, get in there and I promise you're still going to leave with something that you didn't know. No matter where you are on the Canva spectrum, whether you've never used it before or you're a professional in your mind, great. You'll have something to learn, but you'll also have something to add. Definitely go in there and take that. If you are listening to this podcast before April 2nd, you're going to want to go to our website, Shop Marketing Pros, go to our training section where we list our classes and register for the class, because you do need to be in our Facebook group. So when you register for the class, it is going to send you an email helping you get into the group. We're super particular about who is in our group. Recently, we've been kind of booting some people because our friends in the group have been telling us there are folks private messaging and soliciting. We work really hard to make sure that we are only allowing people into the group who have your best interest in mind. So I hope that you will come and watch that class. Again, if you are listening to this podcast after April 2nd, it's okay. You just won't watch it live. Go and watch the recording. It will live forever in our Facebook group. So I hope that these Canva tips really are going to help open your mind to some things you hadn't thought about as far as using Canva, whether it's the desktop or the app for the phone. It is really super easy. And once you get in, you start playing around with it, getting used to it, you're going to create a system for yourself that's going to allow you, using your own photos and your own brand, to create really great, eye-catching, pleasing, pleasant designs that are intended to slow people's scroll and have them engage with your shop on social media. Thanks again for joining me in this podcast today. Missing my husband, Brian. Normally the guest, and I'm his co-host, but today just letting him take a little break. So I've already talked about joining us on the Facebook group, but you can also visit our website, shopmarketingpros.com. Thanks so much for listening the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Aftermarket Radio Network. There are several other great shows on the network. You can find them all at aftermarketradionetwork.com on your favorite podcast listening app like Spotify, my favorite, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many others. Tune in next week for another episode. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.